Hi again, everybody. We welcome you into ESP Media coverage of the Warriors from Marymount High School. And it is our weekly Athletic Director podcast with Marymount AD Tom Nerl. Good Monday morning to you, Tom. We are mid-May and kind of winding things down here. In fact, this is going to be our season finale for the year. Not that we're going to try and wrap up a whole school year in one fell swoop, but we certainly want to make recognition of everything that's happening as we kind of wind down the school year, because it's going to get very busy, I know, around the school. So first off, happy Monday to you. Hope everything's going well.
Things are well. Thanks for having me again. Good Monday to you.
Well, thank you very much. Now, before we get into some of the current students and what is going on, we got to touch on a couple of the alumni who are doing some absolutely wonderful things. And I know we had kind of a sniff of this last week, and we weren't really able to kind of confirm too much last week, but now we are able to confirm, and I know you've kind of had it out there just a little bit, the fact that the former golfer at Marymount High School that is going to do some great things and get a chance to play in an Ohio tournament. And that's very exciting to mention about that.
Yeah, Will Grimmer, class of 15, had an outstanding career here, an outstanding career at Ohio State. He's qualified for the U.S. Open twice, once as a high school student and once as a college athlete, and now has received an exemption from the Golden Bear himself to play in the Memorial, the weekend after Memorial Day weekend, and that's up in Columbus. So I know Will and his family are very excited about that. We're proud to see him continue to have an excellent season. I know the Ohio State golf team is in the regionals this week, so hopefully he has a good week with them, and hopefully on the website we hear from him this week. We're trying to set something up for a few words with him on a podcast as well.
Yeah, we would love to talk to him about that. That is so very, very exciting. Of course, a lot of people know, obviously you mentioned the Golden Bear himself, Jack Nicklaus, made the invite, the former Buckeye as well. That tournament also kind of known, that was Tiger Woods' tournament, and Tiger, of course, doing what he's doing this year at the Masters, and how great that he's been. How fun would it be for Will Grimmer now to maybe make this the Will Grimmer tournament and let him kind of start to take over the new that whole new breed of athletes and golfers?
Yeah, that would be really neat.
Maybe put a little pressure on him now.
In his home state, you know, I'm sure he's going to have a really good following up there. You know, he went to his first Open and was taking everything in. It was great to see him down there on the course where he had shot that 59, I believe. And then and then the second one, and then this one here in your home state, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of Will supporters up there throughout the week. So it's really exciting for him and his family just to see him continue to do well, and then to have this invitation in his home state. So just great things for Will, and good luck to him.
You know, and what's kind of neat about all that, too, is that the senior class of 2019 right now would have been freshmen when he was a senior. So there's still a little bit of connection to the building with some of the kids that are there now, too. And to have somebody so recently being – at school to have this kind of success on a national basis, it's got to be a little bit of an inspiration for all the kids at school.
Well, it is, and for our golfers, Will has come back while he's been in college and worked with the golf team at different times and different parts of their game. So he remains really firmly entrenched here and maintains great contacts with everybody here. And it's a small community, so all the people up in Williams Meadows knows him and has direct contact with him. And throughout the school district, as we saw with the support for Eric Swanson in his first start, just great support as our athletes move on from the villages and on to better things, bigger things.
Absolutely. Well, funny you mentioned Eric Swanson, because in the news again, kind of locally, with another ball player who did very, very well out of Madeira, Andrew Benintendi. Those two faced each other in the playoffs a few years back when they were both still in school, and now they get to do it on the big league stage as well. The Mariners and the Red Sox got together. Major League Baseball. How cool is that for you again to see another one of those little connections back to the village?
You know, that is really cool, and a lot of the articles, you know, centered in on that last tournament game. But those guys have faced off just in school ball six times. You know, two regular season times, I believe in the tournament both times, Swanson junior and senior year. So six times in school ball, plus whatever they ran across each other in summer baseball.
Yep.
Benintendi with Midland and Swanson with the Force, and then CBC. So they faced off a lot in the summer as well, because there's, you know, the big span. Once Benintendi moved up to the big club with Midland, he was playing against all those clubs. Those guys were facing each other the whole time. So a lot of face-offs, but that was fun. Got a lot of mileage out of that one.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there were some notes throughout the local media, and we were at a tournament on Saturday, and people were saying, well, who won last night? And I go, well, the Red Sox did 10-0. They go, no, between Swanson and Benintendi. Well, it doesn't work that way, but you know, Benny got to hit his third at bat. Swanson got to fly out and strike out Alvin. So, but actually, they both win. To be on that stage, two small communities, is just great for both programs.
Yeah,
great for our city.
It really is. It certainly is. And just another highlight of what baseball is in this city and how good of players we have. And, you know, no matter where you're coming from, you can come from the big schools or the small school, the small villages, baseball in Cincinnati is still got it going on. That's very, very cool to see. So congratulations to Eric Swanson. And hopefully we get a chance to talk to him down the road, too. That'd be a lot of fun to get him on.
Yeah, trying to set that up as well. That would be fun to hear from him.
Yes, it would. So, let's stick with baseball. You mentioned that as you kind of wind down the school year. Baseball tournament starts tonight. The OHSAA tournament will start, and I'm guessing you got to get the field ready on this beautiful sunny day outside right now.
I don't think that's going to work. Our boys are scheduled to play Georgetown at 5 o'clock today, but it was a pretty soggy weekend.
Yeah.
Looking at the field this morning, I think there were a couple ducks floating out there. It's pretty wet out there. So we're going to hope for the best. It looks like we may be pushed off to a day and get that in tomorrow, but we'll do our best to see what we can do here.
Yeah, and honestly, I mean, it'll be a little bit warmer tomorrow, too, on Tuesday, so it might be better for both teams to get at it and I guess – try to play the very best ball that you can play at this time of year. This is when you got to kind of put it all together. And as the baseball team comes down to stretch, you know, I'm sure they would love a crack in the good weather and not have to kind of struggle through, because this is the second season at this point now.
You know, we had some great season there in April, and then about 2 weeks ago we started getting all the rain, and and now it's cold today and 50 degrees, second week of May, that's kind of rough. And we'll warm up, and it'll warm up throughout the week and get those things ready. The boys have been playing good baseball here lately, just some crazy quirks in their games. The coaches keep telling me different things that happen throughout the game, and I thought, wow. I've never seen that one. But just some weird things to lose games. But they've been playing better throughout the second half of the season. So hopefully they can put together a couple wins here and go a little bit deeper in the tournament.
Absolutely. Well, we wish them luck and hope the weather will turn a little bit on the better side of things. You mentioned tournament, the CHL track tournament. You had a little bit of weather issues with that one day, but finally managed to get everything in. And how did things fare out on the CHL track side of things?
You know, it was a good day. Ended up being a good day to run. Thursday would have been a wet day for our athletes. So we just ran everything on Friday out at Taylor. Senior Marin Valentine set a CHL record in the 800, and she also finished first in the high jump. Our boys and girls 4x4s both finished with the silver medal. Our girls 4x1 relay finished second as well. Jonah Dill, he ripped off a couple first place finishes in the 300 hurdles and the 110 hurdles. He's really running well right now. So looking for a lot of good things for our track team. Tuesday and Thursday this week, they have the preliminaries for the district track meet at New Richmond, and they'll have the final Saturday afternoon. So Coach Dragovich has them ready to go, and some really good places. It'll be fun to see what we do at New Richmond this week.
Absolutely. Well, we wish them all the best of luck and some warmer weather to run and compete in once you get into the track and field. The state, the districts. Tennis had the sectional tournaments last week, and how did everything fare out with all of that and some of the different individual events and the doubles teams?
Yeah, our boys made some progress going into them. It's always good to win a couple of matches. Difficult for a couple of athletes at this time of the year. Number of athletes have the AP exams that come up, and so if an athlete is taking an AP exam, that match gets pushed back later in the day. So we sat around and waited a little bit, played some matches in the afternoon as opposed to the morning. But Mark Andrews won his first two matches in the sectional tournament. Oliver Peterman won his first one. Our doubles team of Davis Schmidt and Jackson Comer both won their first match. And then Will Glassmeyer and Christian Staling in their doubles matches won their first two matches before bowing out in the third one. So to win a couple matches, get a little bit deeper in that sectional tournament, that's good for the tennis boys as well. We were good to see. We were really glad to see that.
Well, congratulations, and certainly a lot of hard work put in there and a lot of individual work on the tennis side of things because, well, I mean, it's a team, but you know, once you get to this time of year, it becomes individual, and that's kind of how they train and get at it, but tennis certainly a great, great sport, a lot of fun to watch. So congratulations to them on a great season. And let's finish off the session as we look to the lacrosse field. And, boy, talk about success for both the boys and the girls. The boys' side of things also slated to get things going here tonight as they will get Franklin High School in the, I guess it's what, the second round. The boys had a first-round bye.
Yes, they do refer to the second round. Those used to be the play-in games, since everybody's in the tournament now. The second round game, the boys will face Franklin. Franklin defeated Taylor on Saturday, so they have the quick turnaround and come back and will face us tonight. That's a 7 o'clock face-off. And with the win tonight, the boys will advance to Thursday's game for a 7 o'clock face-off as well. Both of those games will be here at Kuzel Stadium.
Okay.
Those are OHSA contests. So there's a $7 admission fee. There's no booster passes or any discounts on that one. But we're looking forward to that. Coach Peterson has the boys playing well. Great senior night win against Milford last week. And the boys are ready to get started and get back, hopefully, to the state finals. It's kind of been a tradition to go late in the season, and
heck yeah,
and we want to see them get back up there as far as they can go. So hopefully things fall in place and they have a great tournament.
Absolutely. Wish them the best of luck. We'll certainly keep an eye out for what they are doing, but tonight against Franklin, wish them all the best of luck. As far as the young ladies are concerned, they've still got a little bit of a waiting time to go. They got to wait for the winner of Fenwick and Cincinnati Country Day before they know who they will play next, and they don't play until Saturday, so they've had a little chance to kind of rest, I won't say relax, but maybe heal up just a little bit too.
Yeah, we've got a few nagging injuries on the girls' team, and they had three matches last week, very successful in all three matches. Great way to wrap up the season, but you're right. We'll wait for Cincinnati Country Day and Fenwick. They play on Wednesday, and then we will face the winner at noon on Saturday right here in Kuzel Stadium.
All right, so noon face-off on Saturday afternoon, so we will definitely make sure that that is updated. We'll have, of course, all the tournament bracket. There's links on the website, MarymountSports.com, to see the different brackets for the different tournaments, boys, girls, tennis, baseball, and everything that is still taking place, and as well as the track and field, of course. But, Tom, it's been a great school year. A couple of little things to kind of iron out here as we wind some things down with the end of the school year. Sometimes you have coaches moving on and openings, assistant coaching jobs, lower-level jobs. And now there's a couple of open positions coaching-wise in the district. So let's talk a little bit about those and maybe how the interested candidates can get a hold of you.
Yeah, we have a few spots open right now. A lot of positions we've filled already. Of course, we have a new volleyball coach coming in, Brooke Logan. But we're looking for a JV volleyball coach to add to her staff, a junior varsity volleyball coach. We're also looking for a junior varsity cheer coach and a junior high girls basketball coach. And anyone interested in that can contact me here at the school, T. Nurl, at MarymountSchools.org, and with a resume, and reach out for more information to me, and we can get that taken care of. But it's a great place to coach. We have a very supportive community and great athletes to work with. So just like everybody this year, looking to fill a few spots for next year, and we'll fill those with great people.
Absolutely so. And you mentioned it's such a great district and a great school, and just the tradition and the dedication that you get from all the parents, all the boosters, everybody that's involved with the athletic department, including yourself. And yeah, Tom, it's been a fun year, and we were so excited here at ESP Media to become involved with Marymount and to keep the website going. And I know we look forward to a full school year next year and getting together again in the fall once we get ready for all the fall teams. And we don't want to rush things too much, but you know, obviously football, boys, girls, soccer, all that will be going on, girls volleyball. among the sports, not to mention cross country, boys golf, tennis for the girls. I mean, it's just so much that'll go on in the fall. So you get a little chance to take a breath too before you get back into it. So I don't want to scare you a little bit too much there and talk too much about the fall. But Tommy, it's been a great school year, and as the kids kind of wind things down, I know I always like to kind of ask the athletic directors and even the coaches and everything. You go through this every year. You got to say goodbye to all these athletes that you've seen kind of grow and mature over the years. How is it for you to watch these students get to the culmination of their high school career and know now that they've got the next step in their life headed on to college or whatever it will be after high school's done?
And I had a lot of that last week with our senior signing, or 2 weeks ago when we had our senior signing here, and you get a chance to put things in perspective a little bit, just their accomplishments, but not only for the kids going on to college and continuing their careers, but for the kids that have great careers here and going on, you know, outside of the athletic venue and go on and finish their academic careers or to go to a trade school or to move on to that next stage. And you know, we like to think that we've helped them, you know, grow up, mature, have great careers here, something that they can look back fondly when they get a little bit older and say, hey, you know, I had this great time in high school, and extracurriculars are so much a part of that. And I think we lose sight of that sometime in looking for wins and losses and everything else, just what they gain and the friendships, lifetime friendships, yep, that they get out of athletics and with their coaches and with their teammates. So you know, it's kind of bittersweet. You know, we're happy for them. Some of them would like to see stick around a little bit longer, but they need to move on, and we wrap things up, and like you said, it seems like we catch our breath, we have our summer camps, and then we start over again. But it's a great life, it's a great career, and we certainly wish all of our seniors well, and can't wait to get our juniors back as seniors and our sophomores back as juniors and a new freshman class in, so... Yeah. It'll be a lot of fun. Can't wait for August to get here.
Yeah, it's the world keeps going around. That it does. But you've given them a great foundation, and we're happy to be just a little slice of that. And so we wish all the seniors all the very best in whatever it is they're going to be doing, all of it, not just the athletes, but just everybody as they move on in their lives. So, well, Tom, it's been a great year, and I hope you enjoy the summer, and good luck here in the final couple of weeks of school as the kids wind things down. And hopefully we get a chance to talk to Eric Swanson and also Will Grimmer. We'd love to get a chance to put that onto the website as well, and we'll try to make that work out.
Greg, thanks to you and Rob and everybody at ESP Media for your work with the website this year. Just a great step up with what we've been doing in the past, and you guys have really taken that to the next level and really helping us promote our program. So we appreciate everything that everyone there does for us. So thank you very much.
You are more than welcome. And I know on behalf of Rob Ebel as well, our executive producer, yeah, he definitely says you're welcome as well. It's all about the kids. That's why we do it. And we'd love to be a part of it. So best of luck to all of them. Tom, have a great, great summer. And again, hopefully we'll talk to Eric Swanson and Will Grimmer down the road. But all the best to everybody at Marymount all summer long. Be safe.
Great. Thank you. You too.
Thank you very much. That's Tom Nerl, Athletic Director for Marymount High School. So glad you enjoyed us all season long. Thank you for listening all season long. Our Athletic Director podcast from ESP Media, powered by Sidearm Sports.